A woman was airlifted to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital late last night after the car she was a passenger in rolled on the Sunshine Motorway on-ramp at Maroochydore. Initial investigations indicate around 11:35pm, a black international scout was travelling onto the on-ramp near Maroochy Boulevard when the vehicle lost control. The 30-year-old male driver suffered minor injuries while his 35-year-old female passenger suffered serious head injuries. Police are appealing to anyone with information or who has relevant dash cam vision to come forward. Queensland's peak motoring body says more e-bike and e-scooter riders will be killed until the state government cracks down on unsafe devices. The Motor Trades Association of Queensland echoed calls from doctors for urgent reform following the death of an 8-year-old boy on the Sunshine Coast and a 15-year-old boy on the Gold Coast last week. CEO Rod Cam says the government can make change happen, but it's lacking urgency. Experts say a Melbourne Cup rate cut today is looking pretty unlikely, with the RBA to hand down their decision later on. It follows a jump in inflation in the September quarter. Work is set to begin in January on a new clubhouse at Mullaney Golf Club. Members voting this week in favour of the $1.5 million facility to complement the popular 18-hole course and replace the temporary facilities currently being used on site. And a new member of the Australia Zoo family has arrived in Biwa. The large saltwater croc was first removed from the wild up north due to its repeated and concerning behaviour that was escalating as a result of people feeding it. It was moved to a facility in Cairns last month before it was determined Australia Zoo was the best suited place to accept and care for the crocodile because of its large size and significance.